Now, with me on the telephone is Lorna Kelly Dalton, who is the author of a play called Lean On Me. And you're very welcome, Lorna, and thank you for joining us on Lifeline.
Thanks a million, Michael. It's great to be on it.
Great. Lorna, can you tell us, the play is called Lean On Me, and I know it's got something to do with mental health, and it's about some characters in group therapy. Could you tell us a little bit about the play?
Yeah, so a good few years ago, Suicider Survived, the charity, run these workshops, mental wellbeing workshops around the country. So I was privileged enough to be able to attend two of them. And it's basically a pamper day for your mental health. And I found it fascinating when all these people who wouldn't normally talk about their issues, when they all came together on an even playing field, how they opened up about their mental health and how by supporting each other and talking about their issues, how it really seemed to help them. So I decided that that would be a really good idea for a play. So I decided to write an issue play. Obviously,
right.
Couldn't do it on a workshop because there'd be so many characters. So I decided to do it based on a weekly support group. So I have five characters and I have one lady who's the facilitator, Paula. And each character has different mental health issues, and they just come together and they talk about their issues and they support each other. And you see as scenes go on how their stories unfold and how their relationships build. And there's obviously ups and downs in regards to that. And it's just a kind of an interesting, entertaining, thought-provoking play.
Right, okay. Actually, I have a psychoanalytic friend of mine who's very interested in going. I know it's on in the Whale Theatre in Greystones on Saturday, September the 22nd, and in the Millibank Theatre in Rush on Friday the 28th. Those dates are correct, are they?
They are indeed, and then I think it goes on to, it's going to be on the 16th of February next year in the Mullingar Arts Centre as well. And then we're looking for other dates as well. We've a lot of inquiries coming in. We've GAA clubs and different organisations looking to have it on, because I think it's a good way of talking about mental health, and it's in an entertaining way and it's in a non-preachy way. So I think it will hit home, because it has in the past hit home with a lot of people without them feeling like they're being preached at, you know.
Got it. And by coincidence, I've had the honour of interviewing Caroline McGuigan, who founded Suicide
and Survival.
Yes, and she's just an amazing woman. I thoroughly enjoyed the interview, and I think our listeners did too, because just her whole philosophy, the way she gets across the message, and I think you're taking up that theme yourself. So roughly how long is the play?
It's two. We have two halves, so it's a two act play. The first act is slightly longer, so it's about, I think it's about 40-45 minutes, and then the second half would be in around 40 minutes. So you're talking about 2 hours be with the interval.
It's a
good night out, and a lot of people might think because it's about mental health that you're going to be bored and depressed when you come out, but it's not. It's a roller coaster of emotions. It's very entertaining. And we got the most amazing feedback from the first two times we put it on. And I just know that it's going to be the same again. And the new production company, Quill, have taken it over this time. So we're getting a bit of a fresh twist on it with a new cast. So I'll be very interested to see it too, you know.
Yes, and I saw somewhere in a press release too, Lorna, that you're an ex-Billy Barry kid. Is that true?
Oh, the mortification. I was, actually. I did. Back in the day, I was Billy Barry kid, all smiles and teeth. But, and I went on then to, when I was older, after I'd had two of my kids, I went on to go to Green Hills Variety Group.
There
I was given the chance to write some of their sketches, comedy sketches. And that's kind of where I got the love of writing, and that had led to this.
So now, would you regard yourself as a full-time playwright? Or is it just something you do as kind of a mother who has a hobby?
It's a mother who has a hobby at the moment. I'd love to be a full-time playwright, but I wouldn't have the time. I have three kids, and it's a passion of mine. So I just kind of fit it in the evenings and when the kids are gone to bed and whatnot. But I'd love it to be full-time, but at the moment it's more of a kind of a passion and a hobby, you know?
Yeah, my psychoanalytic friend, actually, I'm sure she won't mind mentioning her name, Dr. Katrina King, and she does a lot of... workshops where people and they discuss sensitive topics, something in what I think you're doing. But one of their problems is that sometimes people get upset when they're there because you trigger something within their emotions that maybe they're only slightly aware of themselves. So how do you cope with that, or how do you deal with that if somebody comes up to you afterwards and says, oh, well, I've suddenly remembered something really important, and they're kind of a little bit overwhelmed by it. Can you help them in those situations?
Well, what did happen on our first two runs, and we had to be very careful about that. So we had a lot of leaflets with different organisations for people to look for help. So we had all the numbers and the addresses of to give out to people after the play. So they had the services there if they needed to contact them. And we also, I had to be very careful in what way I kind of structured the play and the things I put out there, because what we had to continue to show in this play is that there's hope. So hope ran through the whole play, that there is always hope and there is always help out there. So that was the main premise of the play. And Caroline was great in regards to that. She helped me an awful lot to make sure that I was doing everything correctly and being sensitive to people and their issues, you know. But it helped a lot of people too, because they just found, even though they might not relate to every character in the play, because we covered like lots of different mental health issues, they'd relate to some of them, and it did help them, and they kind of, it normalised it, which is the whole reason I done it, you know, to talk about it, normalise it, and that breaks down the stigma, and people can come forward and talk then, you know.
And what sort of person goes to your play? Is it kind of, would you regard it as more of a youth group or more older people, or do you have or is it just a mix of?
It was a complete mix. I had from my daughter, my eldest daughter at the time when we originally brought it out would have been around 16, and herself and all her friends went and they absolutely loved it. Then my mother and father, who were in their 70s, they absolutely loved it. Then people my own age in their early 40s, they loved it. So it seems, because I have a mix of every age in the play. So I have some people, like I have a character in their early 20s, and then I have a character in late 60s, early 70s. So it covers every age group, which was great because we had such a diverse audience, you know.
Yes, and certainly for the older people who didn't have the opportunities, I think, that a lot of the younger people have today, to bring, you know, like guys in particular, discussing emotions and, you know, and the be manly and hide everything and, you know.
I have a whole character based on that. a whole character based on that. The typical man who does not want to be there. It's a load of mumbo jumbo, you know, this kind of thing. Man doesn't talk about their feelings. And you'll see literally his story, and it's fascinating to watch, you know.
Yes, okay. Lorna, it sounds absolutely brilliant, and you've just reminded me. I nearly had a Freudian slip there myself and called you Caroline.
I'd love to be called Caroline.
But
amazing woman.
I really must give Caroline McGuigan a shout, and it's been a while since she's been on the show, and anytime she's on. And it might be a nice thing to tie in. Maybe I could ask her a little bit about your play as well. But we'll talk about that later.
Absolutely.
So is there any point I've missed about the play, you know, that you'd just particularly like to highlight for our listeners?
I just think if you're an avid theatre goer, or if you've never been to the theatre before, this is a play for everyone. So I really would urge you to come and see it. Anyone who just wants a good night's entertainment, but you learn a little bit through it too. So it's just a great night out. So give it a chance and see what you think. And I'd love to hear, I know Quill Productions would love to hear the feedback, because they really want to get this play off the ground, and it'll grow legs, and hopefully it'll travel around the country.
Super. And Lorna, could you just go through the dates again of the play,
for our
listeners here?
So we're on this Saturday, on the 22nd of September, in the Whale Theatre in Greystones. The play starts at 8, but I think the doors open at 7. Then we're on in Rush in the Millbank Theatre on the 28th of September. And then in Mullingar Arts Centre on the 16th of February. And keep an eye on the Quill Productions either Facebook page, and there'll be any other dates that are there, they'll update that and you'll be able to keep an eye on that.
Absolutely super, Lorna. And I know my friend Katrina is definitely going to go. So
fantastic.
And I'm trying to show up myself, because it just sounds gripping.
Thanks, God.
Okay.
Thanks
Lorna,
so much, Michael.
Thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks a million. Bye now.
See you, Lorna. Bye-bye.